This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you.
Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you.
I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are chiefed by the double tongues. Chiefed by the double tongues.
True, not a friend of the blue coats. Yep, chief of the double tongue. Doesn't it seem like that's what our government is? Heard Grandma Pelosi speaking today. Like, I just listened a little bit. You know, I can't listen to too much of that rhetoric garbage that she's always spoken. Wasted many years of our lives. Now they just trying to convince us all that it's all in the wake of a good thing, that they're funding those Zelensky, who makes a great appearance in America, worrying about over there in Ukraine's borders, can't take care of our own. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how much these people continue to do what they do, and, you know, going on with what they do. So, you know, it's like we have to awaken the people of whomever find their way to this station, of Revolution Radio, of the great platform that it is. And there's a lot of stations out here that just, I feel, in my opinion, it's just a waste of your time. And it does nothing for your timeline. But, you know, for the ones that find their ways here, hey, we welcome you. You're like family. You are family. And you just happen to be listening to the right station that's fits into your timeline of awakening you as a people. And you feel like that this is the kind of information that you want brought into your mindset and into your timeline, because they let you know that you're in that timeline that of the world that's so caught up in the many things of this world that they're not receiving. They're not receiving this real true information of what needs to be brought of in their timeline, you know, so because they so caught up that they rather just go and sit and listen to Nancy Pelosi talk that crap, CNN news, and then they get mind raped of what, you know, Obama talked about. We can't keep going from crisis to crisis. It seems like that's what CNN lives for. And then you got the Democrats who talk like they talk and keep doing what they doing. And it's like you kind of wonder when the Republicans come speaking out like they do. They just for the many years that they've been in that office that they speak just like them. And then you had old McCartney that supposed to be, you know, the new Speaker of the House. Talking about, you know, a couple months ago that talking about we firing Nancy Pelosi. No, the Republican Party is taking place that he's a Republican, so they need a Republican Speaker of the House. You see? And that's why I say that they just keep playing the same games. And while, you know, we keep going on the way we do each and every day, and they play in the markets and rather give you a 30-year mortgage, you know, the morgue till they send you to the morgue. 30-year freaking mortgage. Freaking amazing, man, these people. An old boy said from BlackRock, he said, those who own the gold make the rules. Huh? Yeah. And it's just like, why? I always thought about that, you know, the way he said that, Larry Fink. I think his name is a BlackRock. He heads up BlackRock. He, you know, when he said that, I was thinking, well, why can't the little people own the gold? You know, that's the way it needs to be. If they would quit funding freaking bio labs and proxy wars, don't you think that some of that wealth could come back to the American bottom feeders, useless eaters? Yeah, but this is the way that these people do. But, you know, we won't be fooled here at Revolution Radio. We won't give them not even a half a step. We won't take a step back. That we'll keep holding the line and we'll keep pushing forward. Because the ugliness that they bring is the goodness of the brightness of the light that we're going to shine into the world. That's what we're going to do. And we let you know that if you're here with us and you might have invited some friends, what we do is we like to do our house cleaning first. And we let people know that we're about to go into 12 years of running because this station is 100% listener supported. And it's because of the listeners that we're able to keep this thing running because the originator, Mr. Nighthawk, Mike Ringley himself has passed away and started this platform up so this great reign of free speech could continue on. And the people that has brought to the station, including myself, that we've been able to uphold that great flag, that great mighty flag that the freedom of speech. And this platform is solely stands on that rock of freedom of speech. And it's what's needed into this realm of today's society that they keep bringing this critical race hate, race theory, racism, all of this junk, man, of what they do upon a society and trying to mind rape us with their psychology. Freaking mind raping that they do upon society. So you see, this is why this platform needs to be upheld. And it was because of Mr. Mike Ringley, Mr. Nighthawk himself, aka Nighthawk, that he created this platform so that we may be able to continue to do what we do. So it's brought a great host of individuals like myself that we must come bring this type of information across the airwaves. And it's because of you that we're able to continue it, because you so love this station. And hey, we're right there with you. We're all like a family here ourselves. And this is why you hear all of us upholding this station like we do. And that's why I got to give a great shout out to the management team that keeps the servers running and keeps it where we able to come bring this type of information across the airwaves and let you know. It's because of you, the listener, themselves and yourselves, that we're able to keep this rolling like we are, man. We're going into 12 years because of you. And we just like to give you a big high five and a great shout out of a big thank you of what you do, because you the listener. And we appreciate that when you all bring you know, other friends and family members along and tell them that you have to come listen to these people, because of what they're speaking needs to be said into the realm of all of our timelines. So if they happen to be just so happen to listen and think that their TVs what's being brought across that mind raping machine, that they rather cut down the volume, don't mind watching it, but they rather come listen to Revolution Radio, because what's being said here, it just has so much more meaning of than what that freaking mind raping machine brings across. You got some people here at the station that it doesn't even have a TV. You know, that's how much they love to read, or just taking walks across their grass and in their yards or something without any shoes. Looking up at the stars at night, or drinking a glass of hot tea, or a cup of hot tea, or a cup of coffee or something, and just and taking in life, or doing art or whatever. You know, it fits into their timeline of being a free people. And you know what? A free people you are. So what we do here is when you invite the friends and family, what happens is usually they were like, well, how can I get in touch with this station? And we let them know that there is methods of donating to this station. And as a reminder, then we let y'all know, if you have a pen and paper that handy, we can give you a couple websites you can go check out. And what it does is it these sites, you find out ways of being able to maybe becoming a one-time donor, or if you want to be a patron, you want to give every month, that's up to you. That's your prerogative. So what we do is we let you know there's methods of donating to the station. And as a reminder, these are the following ways in which the station can be supported. We have what's called a Patreon. The station established on a Patreon. Monthly donations can be made via the Patreon page, but the donor must be either A, an existing patron, or B, sign up to become a member of Patreon in order to use this facility. So if you wish to explore this option further, please use either of the following two links. I'm going to give you two links right here. If you have a pen and paper ready, they're all lowercase, all one word, the https://thing. That's what these have. And let you know they're all lowercase and all one word. So the links to the station donation page, the link to the station's Patreon sign-up page is that HTTPS thing, all lowercase, all one word. And here's the first one, revolution.radio/donations with an S, Hotmail abbreviated, HTML. That's the first one. Second one, HTTPS thing, www.patreon.com/revolutionradio. We have what's called a snail mail. Supporters of the station had the option to send checks and or money orders. Station has a dedicated business account used for its financial transactions. The account is managed by Miss Terry Ackerman, a.k.a. Lady Horse. All checks and money orders made payable to Revolution Radio in order to be posted to Miss Terry Ackerman. Last name Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. That's at 1793 North Edon Road. That's in Allen, Michigan, 49227. We have what's called a direct payment. Direct payment is a second option to support the stations electronically and can also be reached via the station's donation page, link detailed above. So those two I just gave you. The station's credit union online banking system called AutoBooks will enable a supporter to donate direct to the station using a credit or debit card, both singular, see, one time, and reoccurring monthly direct payment options are available every month. Please note that this facility is fully functioning for the United States and Canada only. Our understanding is the AutoBooks facility is still in the process of upgrading to a potentially global payments processing system. We will keep you updated on that progress. Cryptocurrency, 2 days ago I looked at it. Bitcoin was at like around 13,000, I think it was. And Ethereum was at, I think it went down to like 1,100 or something. It was like going down, going down. The station accepts support via cryptocurrency options. The currently accepted cryptocurrencies are Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. These options easily reach using the station's dedicated donations page, link detailed above what I gave you. We also have what's called a donor box. This is an international alternative to PayPal. All of us are familiar with PayPal. And it's similar to PayPal in its format, but simpler to use. To explore the donor box further, please use either the station's dedicated donation page or the following direct link to the donor box page. And here's the site for the donor box page. That HTTPS thing, all lowercase, all one word, donorbox.org. /revolution-radio. They have what's called a Zazzle store, which helps gives proceeds to the station. The station has a Zazzle store offering a range of t-shirts, coffee mugs, and mouse mats. Available items have a range of designs from Mr. Nighthawk's original artwork. As you all heard me mention Mr. Nighthawk, and may he rest in peace. To a Mad Painter. He's one of the members of the management team here. Shout out to Mad Painter and his family. And I hope his wife is feeling better tonight and getting better. It has a lot of his newest creations in there. So if you want to go check him out, I've seen him with my own eyes. Wonderful work that he does up in there. The store is an ever-changing artistic work in progress, and we're continuing to expand upon the range of products available. So if you wish to explore the store, and we recommend that you do, here's the link. That HTTPS thing, all lowercase, all one word, www.zazzle, that's with two Z's, Z-A-Z-Z-L-E, .com, /store, /rev, R-E-V, radio. www.zazzle.com, /store, /rev radio. We hope that this clarifies the different methods available at the current time. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to contact a member of the management team. And you're listening to the Two Feathers Show right here in your timeline and your reality. So just to let y'all know, I was off tonight, starting my first day of a vacation for a couple of days. Thank God, man. Shoot. I tell you, much needed after 8 years, you know, just basically taking just a couple of days off. Next year is going to be nice though. Cause, you know, February make my 8th year of being at the company, and, it's been a rough ride. And, but to let y'all know that, next year I'll get like the way it fell. It was amazing the way it fell, because I'll get like 9 days off for Thanksgiving, 9 days off for Christmas. So, man, that'll be really nice. And, you know, Lord willing, hopefully everything's going good. Maybe I'll be able to make a real, maybe somewhat of a real trip up the Well, I was raised there for 10 years and kind of wanted to take a trip with my youngest son and go show him around where I was raised at, went to school, and maybe try to scope the grounds or something where I used to go to school at, maybe. I don't know. Had to see where, you know, time takes us, right? And pray to good Lord above that we're all doing well next year. And I pray for all of our well-being next year will be great, and it's for this station to continue. And I'm just glad that you all here with me, and I hope that you come back next week and keep tuning in, and come check out Sergeant Miller and I on Monday night with the Cognitive Reality Show. We come on right after Noreen Helpan and Nick, and Nick's been holding up the Noreen Wild at Heart show, bringing some really good classical music and, you know, commenting on a few things. And it's been good, man, to see the change up, you know, a little bit in what he's been bringing. And, yeah, it's different music I've never heard, you know. I mean, I've heard of classical music, but it's been some fun listening of what he's bringing. And if he does that every week, that's good, man, that we all get a little taste of some classical different types of music, you know. So what we do is we find out that these different types of what's going on, we're learning that we're all becoming more educated in our thought. A lot of people are finding themselves, we're in a world of technocracy and transhumanism and Elon Musk and Twitter. Now I just saw something a while ago that he's looking for someone to kind of head up Twitter because a lot of people are speaking out against what he's doing. And that's a shame because myself, I wish I don't have Twitter myself, a Twitter account, but what I'd like to do is maybe just maybe download, set up an account and go in there and let him know that, man, don't give it up. You know what? Too bad that these people want you to step down. You know, it's just that what happened is that he showed whenever I saw him with I couldn't believe it, my own eyes. He come in the front of the building, the business building, with a freaking sink in his hand, an actual bathroom sink. He said when he made that statement of he's coming, he's bringing the whole sink, you know, like bringing the kitchen sink. In other words, that's what he was trying to show. And I heard he eliminated a lot of jobs, and you know, that's what it was. The people got angry because, yeah, you see, number one is you have to take a look at. They shut down Trump, didn't they? Okay, and this ain't jumping on the Trump train, but a little bit here and there, we do have to give what has came across old Trump. Look at, they freaking invaded his Mar-a-Lago home. I mean, just now look at what they January 6th three times, and what they were trying to. Doing that January 6th thing and bringing it to one last trial or something, trying to all the records, and now it's taxes. And I mean, look at all that. They shut him down on Twitter. You know, it's just that goes to show you who was running things. And if I'd be Elon, I mean, I'd like to reach out, man. I'm telling you, I'd just like to maybe put the app on my phone just to go in there and kind of like, see if I could maybe reach out to him and tell him, man, no matter who you bring, you need somebody that's on your side. And I mean, you see, wait a minute, I dropped something here. The heck? Oh, my cup. I've got it. In the wake of what he's brought across, the people have gotten angry with him. See, because what he was doing was he was speaking out, you see. And he was speaking out, and he fired all of these people because, and they got angry with him, you see. But where's all these wonderful people whenever the man was, when they were doing that jump to Trump? You see, they didn't have no problem doing that jump to Trump for the people that want to be awake and realize what's taking place here, right? You see, that people don't even, you see, people don't even get to asking questions like that. You know, they don't think. All they think, oh, Elon bad. You see, Orange Man bad. You see, that's the first thing they want to do is they want to take and think that Elon bad, but Elon, he might be tied up with the WEF and all that bull crap. But you know what? People, slow down a little bit and think about something for a second. If you playing chess and you know how to play chess, okay, a lot of us do out there in the world, what's going on is you got different parts to a chessboard, right? You don't just have like checkers and you just like moving one space or two spaces with your first move on your checkerboard. No, you freaking got your rook and your knight and your bishop. They all moving in different directions. But what makes you think that the man might have not went up into the WEF trying to make some major moves and being a major player on the freaking chessboard? I mean, hell, look at, he's got electrical cars. You can't deny that fact, right? So with that being said, I mean, you got to give the man credit for that at least. So if you give him credit for that, then you have to also, when they brought the freaking kitchen sink with him, it come to show that he was coming to do something a little different, you see, than what they're doing. And now going back to the fact of, what I just stated, that he was bringing the kitchen sink to say that he was coming against these people, right? Okay, because we can't exclude the fact that and then look, they got mad at him. A lot of people are speaking out against him, right? But don't lose the fact that he's a chess player on the board. He's got, you see what I'm saying, with these major players, and that's what it is. He's like a major player on the chessboard. He's actually got a piece on the chessboard. So it doesn't matter that he might be into the freaking World Economic Forum. You know, I mean, he's got to play just like they play. What, we're just going to sit back and say, what's his name? Not Soros, but the Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah scumbag Harari. You know, they freaking plan what we're supposed to sit back and just have the watch what these people do? No. What if Elon Musk was actually being a chess player on the board? That's the part I'm talking about, you see? What if he's just wanting to be a player up in there and make moves the way he does and nobody wants to give him credit? Yeah, you see how they want them to shut down, no? And step down, becoming from being CEO or whatever. You see, they, because these damn Kazarians or whoever, they speaking out because the man freaking brought the kitchen sink with him to make major moves and get rid of these people that are trying to shut down free speech. So how you gonna come hate a man for that? You see, because they already did the damage they did to Trump. And if I'd have been him, I would have put Trump back on the platform. I mean, come on. I mean, man, the more players we got, just like we got them here at the Revolution Radio, we would want our people to have chess pieces on the board, and this platform does. It has a chess piece on the board, even though we might be just little pawns. But the thing is, though, the more we put people like ourselves on the chessboard, And like a Elon Musk, you know, I mean, come on, people get on Twitter and start speaking up for the man and let him know that to stick around as CEO to stand against these people. You see, he's probably it's amazing. Doesn't it amaze you that they got so many people that speaking out against him, stepping down? You see, that's what I'm saying. What if the man is a major player? And when he is, we have to give him that respect. So the thing is, you're going to say that you want one of your major playing pieces on the chessboard to step down? No. You want him to stay on the freaking board and bring Trump back, because we want these type of people freaking holding the flag, holding the line. This is what Revolution Radio does. We hold the line. You see? Oh, boy, I just probably opened up y'all freaking minds to a whole new knowledge, huh? You see, nobody wants to give Two Feathers credit, though, boy. But look, they ready to take me down with the hate that they have come against me, you know. But, hey, you at least got to respect the fact of what I'm saying, you know, because, hey, you can go about your day-to-day, keep hating old Two Feathers, but you know what? I'm still going to rejoice. I'm still going to be at. I'm still going to walk. Yeah, I'm still going to take a stand, because I stand with a wonderful platform and a lot of wonderful people here at this station. And we, the more that you put your little demons down and calm your demons and take your little poison like you do, you know, if you happen to be whatever it is, whether it be in the wake of a prescription or a couple stiff drinks, four or five stiff drinks, or a case of beer, or whatever it is, you need to be able to control that and take less of it and come get into some real reality of what I'm saying, and you wind up getting to the real side. Because what happens is you come to Revolution Radio, you get some real information. You see, and realize that there's some good stuff here. And what we're saying is good. It's good stuff. And it feeds you, that you can go into your day to day and take us with you. Because just like my friend Warren, that works in the warehouse, and I give him a great big shout out, and I got your message there, Warren, if you happen to be listening. Because he, man, he's just like, the man struggles sometimes, just like you all do. That might be out there in radio land and around the world, you know. But what we do is, we just like our friend Warren, he gets the little opportunity to come to the station, and, you know, he comes, puts across the positivity, and lets us know that he hears us, and we uphold him. You know, sometimes he feels like he's bottoming him out. You know, the bottom's falling out, and he feels like that he just can't, you feel like he can't go too much more. And he can't, you know, he's just struggling to keep carrying on. But he lets us know, because he hears our voice out there in the warehouse when he can listen, that because of what we keep giving him that strength to keep going on. And the more you all come as listeners and you keep, we'll do the same for you. Because that's why we make a number one point that when you hear, you're family. And that's what we do. Because we're all family, like here at Revolution Radio, with one another. And what we bring to one another, we joke around and kind of sound rough to each other sometimes on the air. But, you know, really and truthfully, you know, like we'll kick it back and say, man, I'm just messing with you, man. You know, or something like that. And it's all good, because, man, and you notice whenever you, the listener, you come listening, you like, man, those guys, they just, man, they seem like they have a wonderful time on that station. They're not like no Coast to Coast AM and all that bull crap with them demon and evil spirits and all these gatekeepers out here that waste your freaking time talking about a space station and all this bull crap that doesn't freaking make any difference in your timeline. But I had a little something here that, and I hope that the noise in the background, I got a cat that sometimes jumps on the people's legs here. She'll grip your leg or something when she's wanting something, like cat treats or something. Hold on a minute. I'm having a disturbance. You got to come in.
I got
it. All right. Hold on a minute. All right. Hold on. But thank goodness. All right. Excuse me there, ma'am.
Sorry.
You're all right. All right. All right. All right. But anyway, good old family life. Just like when we hear some of the dogs barking sometimes in the background. What goes on, you know, you're going to have these little disturbances from different people. And it is what it is, you know. But just like the little animals that we have cut up in the background, when I got a little cat here that loves to be able to stand on your leg and scratch you or whatever, you know. Hang on 1 second. Try to cut this down a little bit while she ran up in there. But I have something that's it says technocracy's necessary requirements. I didn't even know they had requirements, right? But they do. It says they have necessary requirements. And this is an article from like 12 days ago. It said, just like today, early technocrats were obsessed with distribution of goods to a targeted region of the world. They called technate. So in 1934, the North American technate included Greenland, Canada, United States, Mexico, Cuba, and the Caribbean, all of the Central America, and the northernmost countries of South America. However, no mention was ever made as to how those sovereign nations, each with their own particular type of government, would be persuaded to voluntarily discard those structures and cede control to a group of megalomaniac scientists and engineers, right? Nevertheless, framers of technocracy proceeded as if all of those nations would magically succumb to technocracy's scientific dictatorship. And they documented 7 key requirements that must be met before the system could function properly. They said these 7 original requirements are obviously just as valid and operational today as they were back then. It says, number 1, register on a continuous 24-hour per day basis the total net conversion of energy. Okay, now we're talking about the technocracy's necessary requirements. So number 1 would be register on a continuous 24-hour per day basis the total net conversion of energy. The conversion of energy means creating usable energy from stored energy like coal, oil, or natural gas. When they are burned, electricity is generated. Hydroelectric and nuclear also convert energy. There were 2 reasons to keep track of usable energy. First, it was the basis for issuing energy scrip, quote unquote, to all citizens for buying and selling goods and services. Second, it predicted economic activity because all such activity is directly dependent upon energy. Note that technocrats intend to predetermine how much energy would be made available in the first place. Damn, so they can definitely, they want to predetermine how much energy would be made available in the first place. And that's something like, think about this for a second, y'all. Think about if they can, in the wake, okay, now y'all gonna be able to get this. Check this out. What if they, we think about in the wake of the smart meters, right? Smart meters, the smart grid, the smart thermostats, and now we got the smart everything, smart televisions, refrigerators, all of that. What if all of that they're creating so they can track, unlike to the people's knowledge, and people are coming to the realization of this smart stuff, you know, smart meters and all this stuff. People are coming to the realization, wait, there is something to this, right? But check this out. Here's the thought. What if a lot of that smart meters and smart, all of this smart technology is to track, and you're already going to know the answer, track the amount of energy being used so they can control it, right? Because we heard just in the recent past of what took place was they would say, okay, well, you're not acting like a green student or a green individual as a family, so we're going to cut you back on your thermostat during the summer and the winter, right? So you see what I'm saying right there? So by them being able to control the electricity grid, right, they can pinpoint where they want to go and control, what amounts of electricity that they control, right? So take away that mindset of what I'm saying right there. So you have to give some validity of what I'm saying to be true, that what they do, how much energy is being made in the first place, you see? So we do have to take away of something from that. How much in, because if they can say that if they want to produce X amount of whatever the amount of great amount of watts, kilowatts or whatever it is, that becomes in a, great amount of electricity, that they can start breaking that down, which they do in each of our areas. See, here in our area, we have like this one big transformer that's not far from my home here, right? That's what they call it, like this big freaking, man, this thing's big. And then they distribute throughout the neighborhood back here in my area, of from that one powerful freaking thing, man. I call it a transformer, like a big major transformer of some sort. But that's what I'm saying, that they can start finding a way of, because some people fell off from wanting to be tied up with a smart meter, because then people started getting educated on the smart meter. You see? So with that mindset that they could come into the realm of, now we just finding out recently that through these smart thermostats, right, they can control, say, through an algorithm, right, hacking your freaking thermostat and saying, well, you're using too much energy in the winter or the summer. We're just going to have to, in the summertime, we'll just crank your AC up some, right? So your family's like maybe a little more hotter than normal, right? And I'm not saying that you'd be hot, but I'm just saying that that they might make it where you might have to be a little uncomfortable, right? And in the winter, you wouldn't get as much heat flow, to where you might would have to be just on a little on a chilly side, you see? So that's why I was stating what I was stating about how much of energy is made available in the first place. So it said, number one, register on a continuous 24-hour per day basis the total net conversion of energy. You see? They keep track of it. Number two, by means of registration of energy converted and consumed, make possible a balanced load. See, by means of registration of energy converted and consumed. Yeah, you see, we're a consumer, aren't we? So they would have to go and register our energy company. They'd have to register with, say, who's the big wigs, huh? They'd have to register how much your sector and my sector in the wake of an energy. All right? Hold on 1 second here. Give me a second. Let's see. All right. So, So number two, by means of the registration, the energy converter and consume make possible a balanced load. Once available energy was quantified, it was to be allocated to consumers and manufacturers so as to limit production. All right. So you caught that? Allocated to consumers and manufacturers. Manufacturers. So as to limit production. Limit production and consumption. We are the consumers, right? The technocrats would have control of both ends. Oh, yeah? Of both ends, people. So that everything is managed according to their scientific formulas. You see that? So what I was stating was true. So they can control it and see that everything is managed according to their scientific formulas. Isn't that beautiful how they put that word right there, them two little words together, to three words, their scientific formulas, right? So the way that they see it. Who died and left these people God? That's what I want to know. You know, if it was up to me, well, why not? No, man, y'all don't want to get in my world. Y'all don't want to be in my world. Man, I let y'all in my world. Y'all get lost up in my world because it's too beautiful. To their scientific formulas. Well, hell, don't you think if they would freaking, in the first place, I have to go back, they wouldn't be funding proxy wars and freaking bio labs. We all would have freaking, and then they wouldn't be controlling weather. You see, we would create ways of, having cheaper energy to where it wouldn't have to be of a concern, just like food consumption. Food and water is the most abundant resource on the freaking planet. Well, hell, why you think that, what's his name with the freaking energy, that old Musk, you know, that he came up to where we would have cheap energy? You see, but they're making it where they're mind rapers into believing that they need their scientific formulas so they can manage according to their scientific formulas, right? So it becomes a control mechanism, another control. As Jer Baron, shout out to Jer Baron Boo Boo, you know, he says the tentacle, you know, it's just another tentacle. Yeah, it is a tentacle. It's in the wake of a way that they give another way of being able to control. You see, they want to control us. And doggone it, if they would freaking make it in the wake of, it doesn't have to be a control mechanism. If they would have went in the wake of Musk or what he was trying to do, not Musk, your boy, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Just, I got it in my phone right here too. But maybe I'll get it on at the break or something. And that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to give us a freaking cheap energy. But you see, they want control of it. And doggone it, man. I mean, what about us having control of major parts of society? You see? No, I guess everybody rather go watch CNN and listen to Grandma Pelosi. You know? They're making the most sense. No, we hear Revolution Radio making sense, baby. That's what's up. It said the modern smart grid with its ubiquitous Wi-Fi-enabled smart meters on homes, you see? Oh, they could do it through Wi-Fi. Talking about the smart meters, huh? I was just speaking about, right? On homes and businesses is the exact fulfillment of these two requirements. The concept of energy web was first revitalized in 1999 by the Bonneville Power Authority, or the BPA, in Portland, Oregon. A government agency BPA had a rich, so the BPA, Bonneville Power Authority, that's a government agency? A government agency, BPA, had a rich history of technocrats dating back to its creation in 1937. Damn. The energy web was renamed Smart Grid. How you love that? In 2009, during the Obama administration. Note, y'all remember that wonderful human being, huh? And what that pastor said, huh? Whenever he was in office, huh? Gave that brother everything that he needed. And what he said? And the brother screwed it up, and he didn't say brother. Note that the smart grid was, and this is a brother of color that said that, so they, nobody could take that out of context. So note that the smart grid was a global initiative. So they were thinking about this around the world. It was a global initiative that intended to blanket the entire world with its new energy control technology. Damn. To blanket the entire world with this new energy control technology. Number three, provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption. To read that again. Number three, provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption. Continuous inventory. So they're going to keep inventory of all of this production and consumption so that they can control it, right? They want to be able to control it scientifically through their methods of control, right? Oh, boy. Nikolai Tesla. That was his name. Nikolai Tesla. I ain't even had to look at my phone. The man was trying to give us freaking cheap energy. And they know that they can do it. They know they can do it. And there's ways of doing it through solar, you know, and all of these different methods of being able to produce this cheaper energy. And they know they can make life a lot better. But doggone it. They don't need to be cutting off our damn refrigerators and cutting up our freaking thermostats and all that bull crap to try to have, you know, just because they got too much damn control, you ask me. They ought to be on the side of the damn people. You know, come help me figure out how I can run my home efficient through cheap parts. You know, I mean, China wants to be in the wake if they want to be against America, but America wants to get in there, freaking play ball with them and almost like selling out our damn country. You see, we ought to be making our freaking cheap green products right here in America. You see, these people have taken and taken and taken for so many years. That they, you know, with all of this learning and all this knowledge, these people could have been awakened to all of this smart technology in the wake of making life more efficient for all of us. They should have been on the ball game instead of being tied up in the ball games. They should have been in the ball game of the people's business of making life more efficient. And helping us manufacture these parts right here in the good old USA of what Sam Walton used to do in America. And a lot of companies remain to do here in America. They love making products here in the USA. That's what they should have did. They should have been in the wake of doing business with creating green technology to where they could have created these manufactured these parts. Of the manufacturing of these parts, and then we could have made this in the wake of this cheap energy. And then we could have preserved a lot more oil and trying to say, and we know the truth. We know the truth that there's more oil here in America probably than anywhere in the world. You know, And they still could have had their money, made their money on oil, because lots of millions of products are made from freaking crude oil or whatever, you know, manufacturing oil, refining oil. So they could have made it a lot cheaper and a lot way that everybody could have made money. Everybody be making money and everybody would be doing well. And they should have been in the business of creating this this cheaper energy, just like I stated, that would make, and where they wouldn't have to have so much damn control. Now, if they wanted to have control to where they need to shut down a certain area where, you know, they got to go fix something, and yeah, something like that. But not to where, like, because of the fact that we can't afford this, the course that they call us the bottom feeders, useless eaters, because they keep continuing to do what they do. You see, they fund proxy wars and freaking bio labs, and they take the money from the bottom feeders, useless eaters, right? And we could be providing more energy efficient homes. But they want to play the way that they play. So we have to play the way we play. And we're just going to call it how we see it. Strike! When somebody throws a strike across the home plate, a baseball, and we're going to call it a strike, baby. So, you know what? Let them do what they do. We're going to do what we do here at Revolution Radio. So number three, provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption. Yeah, they want an inventory, all right. How they can make the most money, probably. That's what they like to do. And how they can make the most money instead of helping us, right? Nikola Tesla, man. God was trying to help people out. So number three, it says, hold on 1 second. Or there's the music. Hey, you're listening to Revolution Radio and Two Feathers Show. You like what you're listening? Come on back, baby. You know, I got to give you some more of this good stuff. Hang tight. Be right back.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Better way to ease you into your night. Look at here, look at here. Damn, boy, I love that, man. That's called The Art of Noise. Man, go look them up. That is smooth, boy. I love that, man. That's just, what better way to bring you into your night, give you this good stuff that I'm bringing, and what, you know, just that music just brings it right on in, boy. But you could just take that and just, you say, man, let me die now, boy. Look, you die or something like that, boy. Look, that music take you right on out into your cold hard reality of whatever to come. Say, let it come, baby. Let it come. It doesn't matter. We're gonna stand. We're gonna stand as a people, and we're gonna know that we're gonna stand on the right side of history. Because this is what we have to do, you know. This is the station that definitely enjoys doing it like we do, and we're here to tell you that we're gonna hold a line, we're gonna stand like we stand, and continue to show you that these people, they don't mean well for us. And you know what? That's okay, because you know what? We're still gonna stand where we stand. And like we stand until they make this a better world. And to call of people useless eaters, bottom feeders, and I don't know, I'd rather try to help people, me. Where people count you out and count you down and out. And I don't know. I'm just one myself that I just can't do that, man. I gotta try to help some, you know, people. And you like Henry Ford. Henry Ford said there's two kind of education. He said one that you get in the classroom and one you get in the street. So, I mean, this is what we do. If it's happened to be the education you get in the street, it doesn't sound too damn bad, huh? So we let you know that you're listening to Revolution Radio and the Two Feathers Show, and let you know we're all 100% listener supported. And it's because of you, the listener, that we're able to keep this thing going. And we let you know that we have a Matrix chat room. And shout out to the people in chat. I can't see who's on there right now. But hopefully they're listening and having a great listen with me, Two Feathers. And if y'all want to go check out on our website, using the second hour of the two shows that I go on, I just like to give you the little short version. It can be found at www.revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. If you want to go in there, you can just sign up to the Matrix. We have Twitter. We have a Twitter page. It's freedom_slips, I think it is, or freedom right/slips, something like that, or freedom right/_slips, or however it is. Check out one way of those, and yeah, go check out the Twitter page. And man, they put some good videos up in Twitter. Revolution Radio, definitely. You know they're going to bring you real good stuff. So if you want to go check that out, we have archives. You can go check out the archives, the past shows that we've all done. They got my friend Rectify. He's also passed away and went to the other side, and may he rest in peace. And, you know, hopefully his family and friends are still listening to good old Revolution Radio, because he and I upheld the station many a night together. And you might find us on that archive. So, yeah, if you want to go have a check, have a look, and, you know, they may not have what you're wanting to listen to when you come to listen, you go check out the archives. And give it a listen. You'll find no two fellas on that. Man, I tell you, there's a lot of us on here today that's on there, on the archives. So y'all want to go have a listen to the archives, go check it out. Like I said earlier, they do have a snail mail. If you want to give through snail mail, like put a check or money order in the envelope, and you want to maybe wrap it up in some kind of special paper with a smiley face or something, put it in an envelope and send it through Miss Terry Ackerman. A way that you can give through snail mail. You want to do that, you know? So you just go on over to that website and go check it out, man. And like I said earlier, you got the Zazzle store that helps give proceeds to the station. And everything's greatly appreciated. And whatever you do, it helps, you know. So if you want to go over to the website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, and yeah, just go have a look-see and check it out. Check around, look and see what you like. So before the break, I was talking about these technocrats. They have necessary requirements of what they're doing here, right? So far, what we learned is these suckers, what they do is they want to keep track. They want to keep track of all of us. And, you know, they create these smart grids and all this stuff. And it just seems like that what they do is they should have what I was stating earlier. Good old boy was trying to freaking create this cheap energy for us all. Right. But what they done is all they're concerned about is it being a profitable thing, and because we learn about these oil giants, you know, of course they want to make their money. That's why they're easing into this this new electrical stuff, smart grid, smart meters, smart refrigerators, and all this stuff, because you see you have these global oil giants that just don't want to turn away, you know, from the big major freaking petrodollar and the money that they make of all of this oil, off of the barrel of oil, you know, because it messes with their money. But I don't see why in the world in the wake of oil producing, that they wouldn't think that they're not making any money, because I mean these companies be making billions of dollars in profits, right? So it's not like they're losing anything just because they're giving up some way of giving up to this new technology in maybe smart cars or whatever, blah blah blah. But now we're finding out that a lot of these smart cars are not such a grand thing. But to me, that could be one way if they would create maybe a cheaper energy, and they would work with the energy companies. They could continue with their vehicles and being a maybe a crossover or just this. You know what I'm talking about, like the where it burns little gas and like electricity, eco-friendly type of vehicles, right? So what they could do is they could work with these car companies or whatever, and also get with the electrical companies to where they could say that we don't mind crossing over, but we want you to give the consumers the big break, not only in the wake of giving us reduction in the percentage of maybe like a savings in the wake of energy, but give us the damn solar panels, you know, to put on in our yards or on our roofs or however they. And all companies could give these companies like this maybe some sort of a kickback, you know, per se, to where it wouldn't have to be all this damn control, to where the all companies would get on the side of the consumers, the bottom feeders, useless eaters, and be able to provide the freaking because of what Nikola Tesla wanted to do, give us the freaking cheap energy, right? So you would have the actual all companies coming to the rescue of the useless eaters, bottom feeders, or bottom feeders, useless eaters, right? So you'd have them coming to the aid of us, you know, that make under $100,000 a year, and say, give these people solar panels, and then we'll work with you, and we'll give you a reduction in your cost. You see? Because of the fact that they know, old boy, of Nikola Tesla, of what he tried to do, right? So in the wake of this, we come to number three of these people having the necessary requirements. And it says, provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption, you see? And like I said before, it's not a matter of them keeping inventory of all of this, of this new production per se, and how much we're consuming as a consumer. But doggone it, it's just somehow, some kind of way, you just would like to see that these people would get on the side of the little people for a change. So in the wake of this continuous inventory and production and consumption, right, keeping an inventory, technocrats were obsessed with aggregating inventory quantities, right, to see how much quantity that they're putting out in the economic system from beginning to end, you see. So in the beginning of what they're producing, they want to know the end of it as well, right? Yeah, some big major players, it sounds like, huh? Yeah. Inventory would be stored in production facilities. So they would be stored, the inventory, in production facilities until it was ready to be delivered to consumers and producers. Only actual consumption by end users would shrink inventory. So they would they would actually, they would be able to control, you see, because they'd be the end users. And the only way the inventory would shrink because it would be because of them. It would be because of them. And it says, we see this concept used extensively in modern corporations, termed supply chain management, or SCM. Where its goal is to minimize stored inventory. And in parentheses, it says squeezing out the inefficiencies. You see? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you see? That goes back away. Y'all gonna have to give freaking Two Feathers a little bit of credit here. Because, like I was saying before, exactly what I was saying before, that we could create a manufacturing here. You see, they want to squeeze out the inefficiencies. And see, if they would have had this, they'd have been on in the business of, like I was stating earlier, for the people that were listening with their good ears, they could have been producing this good green manufacturing here in America. See how they want to squeeze out the inefficiencies, you see? And now they were left with all this bad coal, bad producing. That's why they sent that over there to freaking China, you see? Loaded it up on all our plastics and barges. Me and my uncle, shout out to him in 602 tonight. We worked on barges. They were sending that stuff up the river to China, you see, or across the waterway to China. And China freaking started turning down those plastics because they've been too much pollution going on. The freaking plastics were very nasty. And you see, they started turning down and turning them freaking barges around and sending them back. You see, while they were sitting here sucking up all of our freaking energy, sucking up all our freaking profits, sucking up all our money, sucking up freaking sending our money over there to freaking Ukraine, funding proxies, and then now we come to find out about the FTXs so they can send that money back to the Democratic Party. You see, instead of them being into the business of the people, and doing this on the up and up and helping us out in creating green energy here in clean manufacturing in the United States, you see. Now we got to have to be worrying about squeezing out inefficiency. You see, well, Two Feathers should have been born years ago, so I could have told them, but I probably would have had to been protected from the freaking oil giants wanting to take me out. And knowing that in the end of today of what we have, they still can profit off of what I'm saying. You see? So really back then, I would have still been making sense back then. Then now fast forward to today, I'm making sense today. And this goes in the wake of speaking on the behalf of the freaking oil giants. You see? And all they would have had to done was come to the realization they still would have been making money. Boy, boy, boy. I tell you, man, sometimes, man, it's just like you're trying to awaken the people, man. Oh, man. Y'all on board yet? Wait a minute. I'm caught up in a laughing moment. boy. Freaking airheads, huh? Deacon, they're a bunch of airheads, huh? and I ain't talking about the people of Revolution Radio either. All the listeners, the people that's been on board with Rev Radio. Number four, provide a specific registration of the type, kind, etc. of all goods and services where produced and where used. right, provide a specific registration of the type and of the kind of all goods and services where produced and where used. So if we think about goods and services, it goes back to, if you all might have been listening to Two Feathers speak before, that you being a good little Johnny and a good little Jenny, because remember, in the wake of old girl who I was thinking of, Greta's, how you say her name, Greta Thunberg, yeah, of coming out and speaking against us, green hogs, they call us, right? Consumers, these green, non-green consumers. Carbon hogs, yeah. Greta Thunberg, in the wake of the people that were, they got her to step down because they needed to mind rape someone else to come be the leader of that and the pusher of that, right? So that's why I say that of them wanting to register the type of goods and services where produced and where used, because they keeping track of all this, see? But you can't go without the fact of Two Feathers bringing it across of them doing this, should have been in the business of doing this clean manufacturing, you see? So now they seeing that they feel that they have to keep track and register the types of freaking and what kind of all goods and services being used and where it's produced, you know? Where produced and where used. So this granular level of data tracking drills down to specific items and would ostensibly assign a trackable serial number, right? So let's say you had to give these companies a serial number. So see, just like a UPC code on a box of cereal or something, right? They'll give companies serial numbers. So what they do is they find out under whoever uses their products, seeing if they're being a good little Jenny, Green Jenny and Green Johnny, then that if these companies don't get on board with their consumers, that they get their consumers in line and purchasing these green products, that they won't even bring their freaking stock option to the trademark, to the trade floor, right? You see how that goes back to control? And then now in the wake of energy, you see how all of this plays together? Yeah, boy, Two Feathers be throwing it down over here on Revolution Radio Freedom Slant.com. The granular level of data tracking drills down a specific item would ostensibly assign a trackable serial number to every item manufactured, which they already do on our box of cereals and everything else, right? Shipped and ultimately consumed by individuals or other manufacturing processes. You see, it's awful funny how they got to keep track of all this, you see? It goes back to if they'd have been doing the business of the people, that it wouldn't have been a big deal today. But now it's got to be a big deal, and they have to freaking keep track of what's being consumed by individuals or other manufacturing processes. See? Such detailed items, item tracking is a core value of modern supply chain management theory and practice. The greatest enabler of technocracy is the Internet of Things, or IoT, where all connected devices are networked together via the latest 5G wireless technology. See how they can, in real time, keep track of all this stuff. So Tom Wheeler, former head of the FCC, praised 5G and the LOT, the IoT, Internet of Things, in 2017. So Tom Wheeler, he was the head of FCC, he praised the 5G in the Internet of Internet of Things in 2017. If something can be connected, and I quote, if something can be connected, it will be connected, unquote. The harvesting of data from billions of sensors embedded in the IoT will, for the first time in history, provide real-time data collection. See? It's like I just stated, real-time. In turn, this data flow will put wind in the sails of artificial intelligence, some call AI, algorithms, artificial intelligent algorithms, to their control. See? And that beautiful how they put that, artificial intelligent algorithms. So people know that the algorithm can be controlled. Okay? Yeah. Designed to control society. You see? I didn't even know it was going to say that. The algorithms I just stated being controlled. It's a control mechanism. Then what it says, the sentence right after. Designed to control society. Guess what, people? Stand up for this one. And people in it. The control, freaking designed to control society and the people that's in it. Damn. Number five, provide specific registration of the consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of the individual. Damn, boy, you tell me they're not going to keep control of this stuff, huh? Damn, provide specific registration of the consumption of each individual. How much the little Johnny and little Jenny are consuming? Huh? Not only that, plus a record and description of the individual. Damn, what's that pimple you got on your left cheek? They want a description of you. You get it? Of the individual. This requirement is cross-check of inventory against actual consumption by a verified individual. Boy, 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 talking about that damn control, huh? Thus, you're drinking too much damn water today, seems like. We're going to have to cut your water pressure down a little bit. a smart water control. You just drinking too much damn water. You're a little thirsty today. Well, we're going to have to make sure you drink a glass of water less today. That's a damn shame, boy. I'm telling you, man. I tell you what, they back people up too much in the damn corner. People are freaking make sure they get some damn water. I guarantee you that. So thus, if something is bought by not consumed, I'm sorry, thus, if something is bought but not consumed, immediately the technocrat overlords could take action to stop such behavior. You see? They could take action. Your overlord would take action upon you. It must be understood that technocracy intended to altogether eliminate private property, savings, and inheritance, etc. The hoarding of consumable items was viewed as unauthorized savings. Oh, yeah. How you like how they put that? The hoarding of consumable items was viewed as unauthorized savings. So if you, well, hell, can't they go to somebody like Jay Leno has 50 cars or somebody like that, the hoarding of consumable items? Well, he consumes it for his pleasantry, huh? Of pleasing himself. You can consider that as a consumable item. He's consuming the energy that it takes to run them mother freaking automobiles, isn't he? All right. The hoarding. They can't just look at us as useless eaters, bottom feeders, right? They can't do that. No bottom feeders, useless eaters, and thinking that we're all the freaking hoarding of consumable items. They need to start looking at the top of some of this damn stuff, or a bunch of this stuff. What am I saying? Unauthorized savings. Yeah, they need to freaking turn the mirror on their damn selves. The means of collecting this information through is through monitoring and total surveillance. We had old Boris Johnson, or Bojo for short, over there. He said, speaking about this total surveillance, he said, you ain't going to be able to go anywhere. That Google will not be able to track your every step. Talking about this damn total surveillance. Huh? Yeah. The means of collecting this information. Surveillance and data collection are seen everywhere today. And according to technocrats, there is no such thing as enough, quote unquote, data. The intelligence agency, NSA, CIA, DHS, etc., and we know what those stands for, right, are creating massive national databases that harvest real-time data, going back to the 5G, from every conceivable source, right? So there you go. At every turn and at every conceivable source, that they would in real time be able to track, you know, your consumption of whatever it may be, whether it be a food substance, a energy source, a gas. This is why you have these gas cards that you can get the reduction in your gas that you get per gallon. You see, all of it, this is all part of that, you know, smart meters, real-time data on your electricity, real-time data from every conceivable source. Surveillance includes biometric data, i.e. facial scans that we're coming there. You go into Walmart, they're freaking looking at you, trying to take a toothbrush, a 99-cent toothbrush. You look up, they got those cameras. That's all part of that. They freaking scan you. They scan you in the wake of looking at the fact of just by recording you, but then they can go and do a facial recognition, right? Yeah, that's what they do. They can do it in that way, you know? So, let's see. Through a DNA, right? And as we come to know that what they're doing now in the wake of this COVID thing, yeah, freaking taking out DNA. What about your irises and your voice scans of, like, what we speak whenever we speak into our little bitty old freaking remote control to our televisions? If you have voice command. This is how they do it. Probably doing it right now to me, old Two Feathers. But it's all good because they know that they love what they hear. And they know they're on the right platform of Revolution Radio. And I tell you what, I guarantee you one thing. If they happen to be tapping into this station, they definitely getting the real information of what needs to be brought across into this land and all across the world. This station needs to be heard. Definitely. Because, you know, hey, you want to create a better world? Then come listen to Revolution Radio. We'll give you those pointers. through voice scans, communications, email, phone calls, financial transactions, which, you know, everybody knows about that, right? Freaking through your debit or credit cards and all that, through the emails that we use. Oh, yeah, it's all being tracked now, baby. There ain't no two ways about it. Tracking geopathial intel, social media. Damn, we could go on and on with that social media thing, huh? The platform that they have, psychographic data, et cetera. Allow the citizen the widest latitude of choice in consuming his or her individual share of continental physical wealth, right? Allow the citizen the widest latitude of choice and consuming his individual or her individual share of continental physical wealth. And this is what it says. We must understand that this requirement from the perspective of a technocrat. First, there would not be a wide range of selection of goods and services, right? So now they would cut back. As we know that they had the product shortages, as they were stating. And let me tell you something about that. Okay, being that me and my uncle worked on the riverfront, okay, we were longshoremen. We dealt with freaking containers and all of that that came in from overseas, okay? This is what they were doing. And the thing is, they tried to say that they had a shortage, too much wealth chasing too little goods. No. What was going on is they were freaking cutting back on the amount of, let's say, if their products were coming in on California, on the docks of California. And see, this is from experience. I know this stuff, okay? So people that, number one, they were cutting out a bunch of trucks, so for what we heard, if they wasn't equipped with the diesel exhaust fluid freaking apparatus that was on these 18-wheelers. Oh, no, they didn't want that unclean freaking diesel belching out that freaking diesel smoke into the freaking air, right? So they didn't want that going into the air, so they say, well, hey, your truck's too late of a later date. We can't have y'all coming into air. We have to put a stop to it. So they cut out that for number one. Number two, that they were saying that if you didn't want to, people didn't want to get jabbed with that jab. So you know what? It cut out a major part of the freaking productive workers out there. So they didn't want to accept that freaking jab. So they lost a major freaking bunch of, and see, that's what, and it goes back to the hospitals. Same thing. You had doctors and nurses. They tried to mind rape all of us and stating that the doctors and nurses, they had a shortage of beds, right? Yeah, y'all remember that? They were saying we had a shortage of beds. No, it wasn't a shortage of beds. You had a shortage of nurses and doctors because they walked out because they wouldn't take the damn jab. That's what was up. You see, just like the relativity of the freaking dock workers. Too much money chasing too little goods. I guess so. If you ain't got the freaking workers out there that won't take your damn shot, I guess so. We must understand the requirement perspective of a technocrat. We would not be a wide range of selection of goods and services. Hey, see? Now you get it. Because there would be no competition between manufacturers. Right. Because think about this. There wouldn't need to be no competition because they have too little goods in their stores. Right. Because you just got the breakdown of what Two Feathers just brought to you about the jab thing. Right. So they don't have to fight over too much competition between each other. Right. Because there's only a certain amount of goods that their store had to in the wake of only having 10% of goods in the store or whatever. And that's what they were allowed. And they would price it at whatever they do. So they didn't need to, because it wouldn't be coming in over abundantly, like to the docks. You see, they wouldn't have this overabundance of goods and goods. Hell, let alone the services of the truck drivers, right? Yeah, you see? So they probably don't have no choice but to play along with the Green New Deal so that they don't have to fight over in the wake of price, you could say price gouging or whatever, or competition between each other, right? So products would be designed and manufactured by technocrats, you see, at their sole discretion. The real thing in view here is that the aggregate amount, right, of what they bringing up, of what they're doing, of being able to consume, producing, because they would be the ones producing it, right, controlling it. That's why they mention it here. The real thing in view here is the aggregate amount of continental physical wealth. You see? Yeah, the aggregate amount. You see? Continental physical wealth, because they'd be controlling it all. And how much of it you deserve to consume. You see? See that? Of how much of it you deserve to consume. Because see, if they got control of it from the top and they get these companies / corporations to make sure that good little Jenny and Johnny are playing, being good little green boy and girl, that they would control how much you deserve to consume or how much they would bring to the docks and be able to give in the wake of these company corporations, right? Yeah. Of how much if you deserve to consume. Because they'll tell the freaking company corporation, this is how much you're getting. You all got to figure out your prices. And there wouldn't be any competition with each other. So whoever comes in your store, this is what they get it for. You know, you work it out in the wake of where it's not even a matter of a competition, because it doesn't need to be, because you're only getting a certain amount. So technocrats largely view humans as so many cattle in a feedlot. You see? Yeah, technocrats largely view humans as so many cattle in a feedlot. You see, that goes back to what you deserve to consume. You see, your little cattle. Yeah. So they put you in a lot and say, like, listen, if we had to think of it in the wake of our reality, right, we would be like in our towns, right? That would be considered as a lot, and how much you deserve to consume in your lot of in your town, right? So these technocrats, that's what they do. They view us humans as so many cattle in a feedlot, existing only to be fed a managed diet from birth to death. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Now I can see like a bunch of us, we watch Hoarders. They got this show called Hoarders. Now, it's awful funny. I don't know about y'all, but I just can't be mind raped. I'm sorry. Not by what they bring. You know, just like this Naked and Afraid show that you go on there and they give you $5,000 before taxes to go out and get malaria or something, or get ate up by bugs in the woods and try to make it 7 days or whatever, 7 to 14 days. Surviving in wherever they put you. Yeah. That these people try to control, saying they give you a little bit, but you know what? I know the finisher of their fate, where they try to manage all this stuff. Let's keep rolling, baby. Look, hey, I knew a man once. Sergeant Miller. I knew a man once that said, death comes to us all. Yeah, you're right. Keep it safe, Sarge, out there. If you happen to be listening, keep it between the lines, my brother. Drink that energy drink. Come on back with that load. Technocrats largely view humans as so many cattle in a feedlot, existing only be fed a managed diet from birth to death. Isn't that beautiful? Housed and shielded from the weather, medically treated. Oh, there's that medical word, huh? They want to make sure you medically treated. Have you got your COVID yet? For maximum efficiency, etc. Number 7, distribute goods and services to every member of the population. The key to this last requirement is that technocrats demanded that every single person in the technate would be forced to participate. As today, you see, that you think about being forced to participate. If they would have been creating all this green technology back then, and even doing it here in good old USA, we wouldn't have to be forced. And then still, see, they still won't do the efficient freaking produce energy production. You see, they won't do it in the wake, and they see, and they still got to produce this damn energy. And whether it all comes back to efficient freaking production, it doesn't matter. It's just a shame. It takes these people so many damn hundreds and whatever amounts of years for these people to get on board and find out it doesn't have to be forced. If they would freaking create this freaking type of green, clean energy here in the manufacturing here just in the good old USA, let alone globally, right? It doesn't have to be forced. You see? Yeah. It wouldn't have to be forced if they would create this freaking cleaner way. They should have done this freaking and been in the way of the people's business instead of squandering our damn money away and worrying about some damn proxy war of a land that belonged to an individual and all this other bull crap. You see? They could have had all this freaking done already. You see? Two Feathers should have been born 500 years ago or something. I don't know. Y'all be so much better off today if they'd have just listened to what somebody reasonable has to say. And you know what? These all giants are figuring it out anyway. They got to loosen the freaking reins. You know, come on, man. You're still freaking making money. The man had to be forced to participate. As today, outliers were not to be allowed. We see the tagline, and I quote, "No person left behind," unquote, throughout the UN's literature on sustainable development. And we know what sustainable development means. Green little Jenny and Johnny. The predicted outcomes, according to the technocracy study, course, the anticipated and promised quote unquote end products would be a high physical standard of living, right? That sounds like something Two Feathers has already been talking about, right? High physical standard of living, that efficient living. You know, we should already be there. But boy, ain't it funny how they come today and they try to make you and all of us, we have to be educated on now. They woke up and because they've been consuming and taking all these hundreds of years. And now they come with this better way that they're making for all of us. Right. But they have to control it. Yeah. It's funny how they're making this better way now. Huh? Where was they at all these years ago? You see? Oh, they were too busy taking. I forgot. Yeah, that's what it was. a high physical standard of living. Boy, two fellas would have gave y'all a better living freaking years, hundreds of years ago, me. And freaking, I'm sure a lot of us here at the station, too, you know, would have did the same thing because they know it was a better way. And a lot of people here have even been awakened up to the standard of living the way it should have been. And that's why I speak in the way I speak of the higher standard of living, that it could have been, whether it be our paychecks or whatever. If we're going to play this game, then make the standard of living better for everyone. And B, a high standard of public health, right? The predicted outcomes, a high standard of public health. C, a minimum of unnecessary labor. Unnecessary labor. Well, what do they call it? A minimum of unnecessary labor, right? What they say, huh? D, a minimum of wastage of non-replaceable resources. And I could agree with that, right? Having a minimum of wastage of non-replaceable source resources, which a lot of us probably would agree with that too. E, an educational system to train the entire younger generation indiscriminately as regards all considerations other than inherent ability. / a continental system of human conditioning. They don't have to condition us. Just speak to us as a people. And let us know that what you're doing. And awake if you want to be the controllers. We don't have to be conditioned. Now, if we're wasting, yeah, I can see that. But that's why it goes back to Nikola Tesla, you know, if they would have been doing in the wake of what he was producing back then, and what Thomas Edison and everything. I mean, everything everything should work hand in hand. You never would have had to be conditioned. What about the freaking all the meat that freaking Walmart and all these other freaking stores throw out the back door? That can be considered as, you know, unneeded freaking energy and all of that. Sell the freaking steaks and make it a freaking production of where people could consume the freaking steak meat, you know, to where whatever you're producing in the meat market, don't make it where the meat's turning brown and you got to throw it out the damn back door. Make it where freaking people could consume it, because that's what you want anyway. And don't worry, the number two that we take on the toilet, it can be used as freaking fertilizer. You do it for cows and horses. Hell, you grow gardens with it. Regards and considerations other than, let me back up. C, a minimum unnecessary labor. D, a minimal wastage of non-replaceable resources. We can recycle. E, educational system to train entire younger generation indiscriminately as regards to consideration other than inherited ability. A continental system with human conditioning. Like I said, you don't need to condition people. Ed note, human conditioning is not education, but rather propaganda / style. Indoctrination, see? To their human conditioning could be considered indoctrination, propaganda, right? Human conditioning, right? You see? They could be indoctrinating us into believing that we all need to be vegans, you see? Just because they don't want to eat meat. I don't want to slice into that ribeye or something, something because that was a cow. You know, these people go live in a garden somewhere where you eat just vegetables. Doggone it, we're going to have a piece of fish and a T-bone steak. and we should have every right and means to be able to eat it if we want to. Ain't nobody died in hundreds of years of consuming fish and steak as long as I've been a freaking alive. You know, you want to sit there and eat out of your garden and eat some freaking four-leaf cloves or whatever the hell you want to do, then go do that if that's your prerogative. You don't try to paint a broad brush up on people and think because you a vegan, they need to be a vegan. They get the freak out of here with all that. Not surprisingly, these outcomes overlap perfectly with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, adopted at the 2030 Agenda Conference in September 2015. A, goal number one, no poverty. Yeah, I would agree with that. Making it goal number one. Yeah, but how long did they have to do it to where people even in my stature, like, okay, per se, and I'll just use myself. If a transmission or a motor, which I got a motor in a truck outside, I don't know, it's on a questionable standard. But I can't go and afford another note on a second vehicle because it's just what I make in the living standards that I live. And my home is paid for. And if you happen to know that, and when I speak of a home, a FEMA trailer, okay? That's what I live in, a freaking trailer. But it's a home. We made it a home, you see? Yeah. No poverty. If they freaking would have... make it in a way of quit freaking funneling and squandering our damn money. Maybe companies could look at a better way of to where we'd even have efficient living here in my standard of living. I could have a better standard of living that could create this efficient living. You see, it all goes back to common sense. But no, we got to fight for it to be this and that and the other. You know, so we roll on and we keep fighting, you know, but hey, damn, there's the music already. And I'm going to have to come back and read this stuff, man. This is good stuff, y'all. You listening to the Two Feathers Show, man. Come on back next week and have a listen on Monday night with Sergeant Miller and I. Just for now, I'll be signing off. I hate to leave y'all, but hey, the way it's got to go. I love y'all. Two Feathers signing off this sucker. You know it, baby. I'm out of here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riffs, I think. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt. We'll be right back.
8-0-5.